Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Dad's Guide to Baby's First Year for Dummies is a practical parenting guide written for new fathers, especially those who expect to be closely involved in daily infant care or serve as the primary caregiver. Part of the Long Running for Dummies series, it uses an accessible, solution-oriented format to address the most common challenges of a baby's first year. The book focuses on hands-on care, home safety, baby-proofing, and the practical realities of supporting a partner through pregnancy, birth, and early parenting. It is not a theoretical parenting text. Instead, it translates infant care into manageable tasks and decisions that ordinary readers can use immediately. The emphasis on fatherhood makes it distinct within the baby care genre, since it speaks directly to the needs, concerns, and responsibilities of dads rather than assuming the mother will handle most infant care. Its tone is reassuring, concrete, and geared toward helping fathers act confidently from day one. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a father-centered guide to the first year of infant care. The most distinctive feature of this book is that it frames infant care from the perspective of the father, not as a generic parenting manual. That matters because many baby books are written for mothers or for parents broadly, leaving dads to adapt advice that does not always match their role or daily experience. Here, the guidance assumes a dad may be changing diapers, soothing the baby, managing feedings, or handling night duties himself. By addressing fatherhood directly, the book reduces the distance between instruction and action. That helps readers move from uncertainty to practical involvement, which is especially important for first-time dads who may not have prior experience with infants. The book also normalizes different family arrangements, including stay-at-home fathers and households, where the father is the main daytime caregiver. This makes it useful not only as a how-to guide, but also as a role definition tool, helping readers understand that competence in baby care is part of modern fatherhood, not an exception to it. Secondly, practical instructions for daily baby care and common first-year routines. The book is built around the everyday realities of caring for an infant, which gives it immediate practical value. Rather than treating baby care as an abstract subject, it focuses on the routine tasks that new fathers must learn: quickly feeding support, diapering, soothing, sleeping patterns, and general day-to-day handling of the baby. That structure is important because the first year often feels overwhelming, precisely because so many small tasks arrive at once and must be learned under pressure. A guide like this works best when it breaks those demands into usable advice that can be applied in real time. It is especially helpful for readers who want clear expectations about what caring for a baby actually looks like during different stages of infancy. The book also seems designed to reduce second-guessing, which is one of the biggest problems for inexperienced parents. Instead of relying on instinct alone, the reader is given a framework for responding to common situations in a calm, practical way. Thirdly, baby-proofing and safety as central responsibilities for new dads. Safety is one of the book's most concrete concerns, and that focus distinguishes it from parenting titles that spend more time on emotional adjustment than on practical prevention. The early months and first year of a baby's life involve constant attention to physical safety, from preparing the home to understanding hazards as the child begins to move, reach, and explore. The book gives special attention to baby-proofing gear and home preparation, which reflects a realistic understanding that parenting is partly an environmental task. New fathers are not only caring for a child, they are also responsible for shaping a safe space in which the child can grow. That idea is important because it shifts safety from a vague concern into a set of actions that can be planned and completed. The guide likely helps readers think through which items matter most and why, so they are less likely to overlook essential precautions. In a category crowded with emotional reassurance, this emphasis on physical readiness is one of the book's strongest practical contributions. Fourthly, supporting a partner through pregnancy, birth, and the transition to parenthood, although the title centers on the baby's first year. The book also recognizes that effective fatherhood begins before the baby arrives. Supporting a partner through pregnancy and birth is an important part of the transition because the newborn stage is shaped by what happens in the months leading up to it. This makes the book more complete than a narrow infant care manual. It treats fatherhood as a relational responsibility, not just a technical one. That distinction matters because many new dads are trying to understand not only how to care for a baby, but also how to be useful, calm, and dependable to a partner who is recovering, adjusting, or managing major physical changes. By including guidance for pregnancy and birth, the book helps fathers prepare for the family system as a whole. This wider frame is useful because early parenting is rarely divided into separate tasks. Instead, care for the baby, care for the partner, and care for the household often overlap. The book's practical value lies in helping fathers see those connections clearly. Lastly, accessible for dummy style, that reduces anxiety and supports confident action. The Four Dummies format is a major part of the book's usefulness because it turns an intimidating life stage into something that feels learnable. New parenthood often creates anxiety through information overload, conflicting advice, and fear of making mistakes. A guide written in an accessible, structured style helps readers filter that noise and focus on what matters most. This book appears to use plain language, broad coverage, and practical organization to create confidence rather than confusion. That is especially valuable for fathers who may not have grown up seeing hands-on baby care modeled for them and therefore need a low-friction entry point. The style also supports quick consultation, which is important because parenting questions often arise in the moment and do not wait for long reading sessions. Its strength is not literary complexity, but usability. In the baby care category, that makes the book especially practical for readers who want a dependable reference they can return to throughout the first year. In conclusion, Dad's Guide to Baby's First Year for Dummies is best suited to new and expectant fathers who want practical, non-judgmental guidance for infant care, especially those planning to be active caregivers or primary caretakers. It is also useful for partners who want a father-focused resource that addresses the realities of shared parenting. The book's main benefit is that it converts broad anxiety into manageable tasks, covering daily baby care, home safety, baby proofing, and the early family transition in a way that is easy to apply. Compared with many parenting books, it stands out because it speaks directly to dads without treating them as secondary participants. That focus gives the advice a clearer target and makes the guidance feel more immediately relevant. Practical entry point into fatherhood will find it especially useful because it emphasizes readiness, routine, and confidence rather than theory. If you would like to support Sharon Perkins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.